Next patient is Linda Giovanni. That is Giovanni is G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I. Giovanni. G as in George. G-I-O-V-A-N-N-I. Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 8/30/1947. Date of visit is 7/12/22. Patient is referred by Rachel Shearer. Rachel Shearer. That is R-A-C-H-E-L. Shearer is S-C-H-E-E-R-E-R. S-C-H-E-E-R-E-R. Shearer. Date of visit 7/12. Next paragraph. Dear Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, thank you for sending Linda Giovanni for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is multiple lung nodules and thyroid nodule. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 74-year-old lady who was recently evaluated for a thyroid nodule, was also sent for a chest CT that was done on 5/10/22. The patient's chest CT showed numerous bilateral pulmonary nodules, including a 9 mm left lower lobe nodule and a 3 mm left upper lobe nodule and a 3 mm right upper lobe nodule, as well as a 5 mm left lower lobe subpleural nodule. Period. The patient has an occasional cough with no sputum production, denies any fever, mouthitis, chills, or chest pain. She did, however, have a thyroid scan, which it showed a nodule in the lower pole of the right thyroid measuring 3.2 centimeters. And the ultrasound also showed a 6 by 2.5 centimeter nodule in the right thyroid lobe. The patient was sent for a ultrasound guided needle aspiration of the right thyroid lobe nodule. And this was reportedly non-diagnostic. Further evaluation with the endocrinologist is pending, period. The patient is now referred for evaluation of the multiple lung nodules. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for COVID COVID-19 infection in the July of 21. She had vaginal surgery done several years ago. And she does have a history of tachycardia, for which she takes metoprolol 50 milligrams a day, and has history of mild diabetes, and takes metformin 500 milligrams TID. I'm sorry, 500 milligrams daily. And she has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits, patient is a non-smoker, but was exposed to secondhand smoke for 10 years. Denies significant alcohol intake. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of old age, as well as mother at age 90. Next paragraph. System. Let's see. System review. The patient has no fatigue, weight loss, denies glaucoma, cataract, she has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, she has urinary frequency, she has no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, constipation, she has no wheezing or chest pains, and denies any arm pain or leg or calf muscle pains. She has no anxiety, no depression. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. And next paragraph, med list. Aspirin 1 daily. Metformin 500 milligrams BID. Metoprolol 50 milligrams daily. And tovastatin 20 milligrams a day, aspirin 1 daily. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is a averagely built elderly white female who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. No sign of the citrus clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure. /70. Pulse is 82, respiration 16, temperature 97.5. Weight is 170. And the saturation 98. HEND and non-phthalic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with clear lung fields. Heart, the absence of regular asthma and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no gammomegaly, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes. 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 2 is thyroid nodules, and number 3 is reactive airways, And next, number four is diabetes. And number five is hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. Also advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodules. A copy of a recent labs will be requested. And and the patient will go for endocrinology evaluation with regards to a thyroid nodules. And a follow-up visit period in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Rachel Shearer, S-C-H-E-E-R-E-R, M-D, Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Rachel Shearer, M-D, that's not D'Souza. Thank you.